Good morning, everybody. It's lovely to see you. And welcome to our All In service, where we're continuing our theme of heavenly encounters. Oh, I can't see with those. My name's Helen, and I'm the Children and Families Ministry Leader here. And there's just a couple of notices before we begin. So you might have seen on the screen before that there are some great connecting events over the summer, which I'd really encourage you to join in with. I went to a lovely coffee morning up at All Saints this week. Lots of cake and coffee. It was really nice. And there is one planned for lunchtime today, a picnic on the common. And I just wondered if anybody's actually planning to go because of the weather and it being so hot. Can you just wave a hand for Val if you're planning to go to the picnic? Right. I think perhaps we won't be having a picnic today then. So, brilliant. And if you don't receive our church mailing, which has got all the details for the events on it, then just have a look on the website for our Connect With Us page to sign up. So this is a relaxed and informal service, very informal, so please feel free to join in, move around and get involved as we see what God has in store for us today. The creche is open. Unfortunately, we haven't got the screen because Josh, who's in Italy, has hidden the keyboard somewhere and no one can find it. So, but there are toys out there if anybody just needs to go and play for a little while. Let's just pray before we begin. Dear Lord, thank you that we can meet together to worship you today. Please help us to learn more about you and your plans for us. Amen. Amen. So we're going to begin our service with a song. If anyone would like an instrument, they're out on the carpet. If you don't want to be on the film, then just grab an instrument and take it back to where you're sitting.
Or a flag.
Or a flag. Yes, there are flags there too. And let's praise God together by singing Raise a Hallelujah. So if you'd like to stand, if you're able, and you'd like to, if you're too hot and just want to sit, that's fine as well. But they're going to sing, so... lovely. Please do sit down. Now, on the screen is the title of our service today, Gideon, Mighty Man of Valour. I wonder if you know what valour means. Do you want to have a quick think in your tables and your rows? What valour might mean? Any of the children know? Well, I looked it up on Google, and what it actually says is valour is great courage in the face of danger. That's great courage in the face of danger. But in our church Bibles, instead of mighty man of valour, it actually says mighty warrior. And a warrior is like a soldier. Now, if you were going to choose a mighty warrior to lead you into battle, what do you think they would be like? I need a helper to come and be a mighty warrior. I'm not looking at anybody. Oh, Ben, come on then. I was going to make George come, but if you're happy to do it, that's brilliant. So what would our mighty warrior need, and what would he be like or she be like? If you just want to stand just behind the black line, that's brilliant, then people can see you. Anybody shout out any ideas of what we might need to be a mighty warrior? Strong, fantastic. You can hold that for a moment. Oh, I think it might be upside down, is it? Upside down. Courage, yes. What he might need? Armour. Sword, okay. So there's your armour, Ben. And I have to say, I'm not very good at making things. There's your sword. Now, what have you done with your... Oh, you stuck it on there. Perfect. And somebody said courage, didn't they? So I've got courageous. Stick it on there too. Anything else? Yep, Theo. Brave. Perfect. The three things I thought of. That's good. Now let's see if we can challenge anybody to think of anything I didn't think of. What do you think, Freddie? Brave as well. Yeah, brilliant. Anybody think of anything else? Jesus. Good one. I didn't think of that one. Well, I might have a bit later on in the service, but Jesus, yeah, I am prepared to have more. So anybody got anything else that they might want to give this mighty warrior here? Find somewhere to stick it. Oh, Theo's got another idea. What do you think, Theo? Say again. No, I can't hear. A uniform. Yes, this is our mighty warrior. We have to use your imagination for the mighty warrior's uniform. And Cecily, what was that? He needs to be wise. He does, doesn't he? If he's leading everybody into battle, that's a good one, isn't it? Well done. So wise as well. Fantastic, Ben. Got room for one more somewhere, otherwise we might have to stick it on you. There we go.
Has to be a leader.
A leader. Oh. Okay, so quite a few things we've got there. Our mighty warrior needs to be brave, he needs to be wise, he needs to be courageous, he needs to be strong, he needs Jesus, and he needs to be a leader. Somewhere, sorry, well done. So that's right, this is our mighty warrior here. I wonder if this is what Gideon was like. Well, I think he might have been more like this. I think he might have been a frightened man hiding behind the rocks and the bushes. So, Ben, you can go and sit down again now, but come back again in a bit. That's fantastic. Thank you very much, Ben. I'll leave that there. So, so Gideon's a bit more of a frightened man, I think. So I'd just like to set the scene a bit before we have our Bible reading. But for the little ones, I'd like to challenge you to draw a picture. Because in the story today, there is an angel. And I wondered if you could draw a picture of an angel for me while I just tell the grown-ups and the older children a bit about the book of Judges and what was happening. So... if there's any children at the back, there's a few spare seats at the front if you want to come and sit at the front. So, brilliant. So while the little ones are drawing their version of an angel, I just want to tell you a little bit about the reading before a bit about what was happening before the reading. So the book of Judges is in the Old Testament, and it covers the period of Israel's history when the Israelites were still trying to settle themselves into the land of Canaan. And in this new land, they lived alongside other groups of people whose religion and culture often tempted them away from worshipping the one true God. And they were also picked on as outsiders. So in Gideon's day, it was the Midianites who kept attacking them and damaging their crops and forcing them into hiding. And it felt to them just like God had abandoned them. But actually, I think it was more likely that the Israelites had abandoned their God. They'd lost their trust in him. So we're going to hear how God chooses a very unremarkable young man called Gideon to rescue his people. Now, I'm guessing you might not have finished drawing your angels. Anybody finished their angel? Sophie! Do you need a few more minutes to do your angel? Well, get ready for the Bible reading while you're doing that. So, you've finished. If you've finished and you're all right to be on camera, you can come up here and show everybody. If you'd rather not be on camera, just hold it up above your head and let people see. Let's have a look then, Ben. Oh, fantastic. There's Ben. He's got a halo and wings. Brilliant. Anybody else want to show theirs? I'll just hold it up and then everyone can see. Oh, fantastic. Brilliant. Okay, lovely. You can stay here, actually, because you're going to help with the reading, aren't you? So I'll put this on the side for a moment. So, and I think, Abby, you're going to come and help with the reading, and Val was going to come and read. So now, we haven't rehearsed this. So Val's going to read. But to help us picture the story, we're going to act it out, and Ben and Abby are going to come and help. As I say, we haven't rehearsed because they were a little bit late coming to church and we didn't get round to it. But first of all, we need some props. So we've got a tree. Do you actors want to come over here for a minute? Decide who's going to be Gideon and who's going to be the angel, okay? Okay, so here we have our mighty oak tree. Just stay over there a moment. And here we have, this is doubling up for two things. This is the wine press. And so Gideon is going to be hiding behind the wine press, threshing wheat. Angel, you can just stay here a moment. Actually, you need a chair. I had a chair somewhere. Let me just, I have to go the long way round. Sorry now. Right. Okay, so if you turn me off for a minute, I can whisper to the actors while Val.
The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a winepress to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior."
The Lord is with you, mighty warrior.
"Pardon me, my Lord," Gideon replied.
"Pardon me, my Lord," Gideon replied.
"But if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us?"
"But if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us?"
"Where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about?"
"Where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about?"
"When they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?'"
"When they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?'"
"But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian."
"But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian."
"The Lord turned to him and said, 'Go in the strength you have, and save Israel out of Midian's hand.'"
"Am I not sending you?"
"Pardon me, my Lord," Gideon replied.
"Pardon me, my Lord.
But how can I save Israel?"
"But how can I save Israel?"
"My clan is the weakest in Manasseh."
"My clan is the weakest in Manasseh."
"And I am the least in my family."
"And I am the least in my family."
The Lord answered, "I will be with you.
I
and you will strike down all the Midianites.
And you will strike down all the Midianites.
Leaving none alive.
Leaving none alive.
Gideon replied, If now I have found favour in your eyes.
If now I have found favour in your eyes.
Give me a sign that it is really you talking to me.
Give me a sign that it is really you talking to me.
Please do not go away until I come back.
Please do not go away until I come back.
And bring my offering and set it before you.
And bring my offering and set it before you.
And the Lord said, I will wait until you return.
I will wait until you return.
Gideon went inside, prepared a young goat, and from an ephah of flour he made bread without yeast. Putting the bread and meat in a basket and its broth in a pot, he brought them out and offered them to him under the oak. The angel of God said to him, Take the meat and the unleavened bread.
Take the meat and the unleavened bread.
Place them on this rock and pour out the broth.
Place them on this rock and pour out the broth.
Okay, this is the rock. This is the rock here now. Multi-purpose.
And Gideon did so. Then the angel of the Lord touched the meat and the unleavened bread with the tip of the staff that was in his hand. Fire flared from the rock, consuming the meat and the bread. And the angel of the Lord disappeared. When Gideon realized that it was the angel of the Lord, he exclaimed, Alas, sovereign Lord!
Alas, sovereign Lord!
I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face.
I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Brilliant, Jackson. Well done. Oh. Right. Let me just move these out of the way. I'm sorry, I did realise that I was given a handheld mic and they could have used the microphone, but so I better move the tree as well, hadn't I? Oops. Otherwise, we won't be able to see anybody anymore. There we go. Right. So, it seems that God had very different ideas about who was going to make a mighty warrior, didn't it? We had a man who was so frightened of the Midianites attacking that he hid in the winepress to thresh the wheat. And wasn't perhaps who we might have expected to be chosen as a mighty warrior. So we're going to spend the next few minutes with some questions. So I want you to chat together in your tables, or if you're in rows. I've sort of done you in smaller rows, so you can be in smaller groups, just to answer some of the questions. So what surprised you most about this story? Why do you think God chose Gideon? And why do you think the angel of the Lord called Gideon mighty warrior? So you're just going to have a few minutes on your tables. Everyone can join in and see if you can answer some of those questions. Anybody? Yes, Ben. Shall I come to you with this? Just to make Derek's life more complicated.
It surprised me most when Gideon was just hiding behind a barrel.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Anybody else like to share what they... Oh, Abby?
That no one climbed up the tree because it was a ladder.
I don't think it's said that in the Bible, did it? But no.
That's true. You're doing very well, Josh. Are you going to say something?
Did he make the food so quickly?
Yeah, well, yeah. He probably did take him a bit longer than it did in our story. So that's good. That's quite a few surprising things, aren't there, in that story? I don't know why I'm talking to that one. So why do you think God chose Gideon? Anybody got any ideas? Anybody got any? Oh, we've got somebody over here.
No, I don't know, but she doesn't want to say it.
That's okay.
God sees what's inside us, and at New Wine she was learning about David, and God seeing inside David and what was his potential, and you said that maybe he saw the same thing in Gideon, so what was inside him?
Perfect answer. Perfect. Brilliant. Okay, what was... Oh, Digby, sorry.
Because he chose a person who was weak it wouldn't be so that it would show through a man, so people would think it was a person. But if it was shown from someone who wasn't like really strong and tough, it would look like Jesus did it.
Brilliant. That's exactly what I was going to say. So I don't know if you caught what Digby was saying, but basically what he's saying is that if God had chosen a really strong, mighty warrior, a man who was ready for battle, people would have thought it was him that did the saving rather than God working through Gideon's saving. That's perfect. Did you want to say something, Elizabeth? Oh, you've forgotten. Okay. Right, one more. Oh, do you want to say something? Yeah.
Jesus inside Gideon, and he knows. Inside him, and they will work together the warriors.
That's right. It's because they can see inside us. God can see what's inside. Right, last one.
That God knew he was going to do good things inside of him.
Yeah, brilliant. And I think he called him Mighty Warrior because that's what he was going to make him, wasn't it? But it was God working through him, making him a Mighty Warrior, rather than Gideon being a Mighty Warrior. So, brilliant. Right, just to make you work a little bit harder, I have another question. Oh, have I gone too far? Did I go too far? There we go, thank you. Okay, so when do you think, this is a bit more tricky, when do you think in that conversation between the angel of the Lord and Gideon, when do you think that Gideon realised that it was God speaking to him? And how do you think that Gideon was able to do what God asked? That's sort of what Digby was replying, but you might want to just think about that a bit further. So when do you think Gideon realised that it was God speaking to him? There are Bibles in the back of the chairs if you want to have a look. It's Judges 6, 11 to 22. Okay, we've all had a few minutes to think about that. So, when do you think Gideon realised that it was God speaking to him? Oh, Isla. Isla's come up with an answer straight away. Brilliant.
I think it was when he made the fire, then disappeared, on the road to Emmaus.
Emmaus, yeah, brilliant. Anybody think anything else? Oh. Somebody, what do you think?
When
the fire appeared, yes. I think that's probably perhaps what most of us might think. What do you think, Josh?
And he was called a mighty warrior.
You think right from the beginning, yeah? Did you? Anybody else? What about some of the grown-ups at the back? Anybody got any thoughts? Right. So it could have been at any point in that time, isn't it? We don't really know, but I think probably most likely is when there was fire at the end. So I think Gideon was surprised to be chosen, full of doubts and questions, and wanted proof again and again. If you read on in Judges, you'll find out how many times Gideon asked God for proof that he was with him. But he learned to trust God, trust in his judgment, trust in his love, and trust in his awesome power. And through Gideon, listening, trusting, and following, the seemingly impossible was achieved. And as so often, and peace was restored in the land. And as so often happens, God uses the last and the least to make it clear that it's the Lord and not us who win the battle. And we can think of lots of times in the Bible, can't we, where God or Jesus has chosen the most surprising people to do things. So, and we sort of answered the first question, the last question. How do you think Gideon was able to do what God asked? Because he trusted him and God used him. And yeah, we're going to think a bit more about that in a moment. But now we're going to stand, get rid of our wriggles, and we're going to stand and sing together. Be bold, be strong, and remind ourselves that God is always with us. Now, is there anybody here who'd like to come and help with the actions? Because I'm not very solid on them. But there are some actions to this song. George is, I can see, being volunteered. It's a long time since you've been up here, George. We've missed you. Yeah, give a round of applause for George. They come. They need to stand behind the black line, otherwise they can't see. So, yeah, so if you stand if you're able and you'd like to, it's easier to do the action standing up, but be bold, be strong. Please do sit down, which you have done, that's fine. Okay, so we're going to have a bit of a quieter time now. so he can cool off again. So Gideon didn't see himself as God saw him, a mighty warrior. And sometimes we might feel weak or small or useless, but that's not how God sees us. And we're going to take some time now to think and remember how much God loves us, just as we are. So the group are going to sing a beautiful song called Precious Honoured. And while they're singing, we're going to just reflect on the question. I'm going to put a question on the screen, but we're just going to reflect and listen for God's voice at the heart of the question. So I wonder what God sees and smiles about when he looks at you, and how he might use you and ask you to help with his plan. So just while we're listening to the music, the song, just sit quietly and ask God if there's anything he wants to say to you. And he might want to tell you something, just like he told Gideon, that he was a mighty warrior, that he was with him, and all the things he said to Gideon. God might have something that he wants to say to you this morning. So if you want to just sit quietly, listen to the beautiful music, and see what God has to say to you. Thank you. That was beautiful. Well done, everybody. So I hope that God's had something to say to you while you were listening. So we're going to pray now. Just move this on. I don't know if you can remember what Gideon prepared for the angel of the Lord as an offering, but one of the things was flatbread. I have flatbread here. And we're going to use some flatbread for our prayers. Now, I'm afraid the flatbread I have has got wheat in it. I haven't got anything that's wheat-free, so if you're gluten intolerant, please don't take any. Could I have a couple of helpers to come and help hand out some bread? Okay. Oh, Eloise and Sophie, brilliant. Thank you. So if you just give one bag to each table and all row, there should be enough there to go round, I think. So there we go, if you go up this side. So, hopefully. So I apologise because I didn't really think this through about COVID and not sharing stuff, but hopefully, if you don't want to take part by actually having any of the bread, then that's absolutely fine. Just you can just pray with us, but if you're happy to, then please do. So, lovely. So Gideon made flatbread and he offered it up to the angel of the Lord. Because Gideon still didn't see himself as the brave warrior that God said he was, the angel of the Lord burned up the food so that Gideon believed what God was saying to him. And we're going to use this flatbread, or something like it, because there's a variety of things, for our prayers. So the crackers are dairy-free, but nothing's gluten-free. So first of all, if you just want to, around your table or in your row, just break off a small piece. It's got to last you three times each, so... I've got cleanish hands. Sorry. So you want to take a piece, don't eat it yet. And then quietly in our heads and hearts, let's pray for people who've been affected by war, families that are separated, and for broken relationships. So if you just want to pray quietly to yourself, and then when we say amen at the end, we'll eat it. So just hold it for a moment. It might be too hard to wait, that's fine. So just pray for people who've been affected by war, families that are separated, and for broken relationships. Father God, please bring peace to all parts of our world. We pray especially for our friends here today from Ukraine. Please be with them and comfort them. Amen. You can eat it now. Okay. So if you want to break off another piece of your flatbread, and this time we're going to pray for all those who need to know that God is with them, just like the angel told Gideon that he was with him. He would always be with him. But people who need to know that God's with them and that they're not alone. So maybe you know someone who's sad or worried or lonely, and you could just think about them. Father God, please comfort these people we've thought of and help them to know that you are with them and just how much you love them. Amen. Okay, if you've got some left, you can break off a third piece. This is the last one. So this time, quietly in our heads and our hearts, let's thank God for the food that we have and pray for all of those who are hungry and don't have enough food to eat. Father God, thank you for our food. Please help us all to be people who will help those in need. Amen. So if we say together the prayer now that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Brilliant. We're going to stand again, if you're able and you'd like to sing another song, Mighty to Save.
Thank you, Lord, for that truth, that, Lord, you can move the mountains, but you rose, you conquered the grave, and we have nothing to fear because of that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you. Well, thank you all for taking part in our service today. Thank you particularly to our lovely worship band who've played beautifully. Thank you. And everyone for joining in. It's been great. There's coffee and biscuits in the hall now, so please do come and join us down there. And we're just going to finish by asking for God's blessing. And remember as we go that God loves us and is always with us. And with him we can do some amazing stuff. If God could use Gideon, that man who was hiding in the wine press from his enemies, he can and will surely use each one of us. So blessing now. May the Lord bless us and watch over us. May the Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious to us. May the Lord look kindly on us and give us peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us always. Amen.
Amen.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, everybody. Try and stay cool. It looks like there's unlikely to be a picnic today because it's too hot. So, but hope you manage to stay cool and have a lovely week, and hopefully see you all next week. Thank you.